Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, is going to be in studio with us. We're going into the fourth hour today on this Friday edition. We've got a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to yet, but I want to get into all things health, the approval of GMO salmon, and the government doesn't want you to be able to even know if it's GMO or not. That is a huge precedent-setting event. We're going to be talking about that. But Ted Anderson did get back in time from his meeting. And, Ted, good to have you here, because I wanted to have Bob talk a little bit about gold. And we've got flames of anger, strikes, and fury spread over Europe. The risk of currency devaluation, gold hitting an all-time high of, what, 1,317 today. We've got all of this incredible news coming out, and I wanted to have you throw out today's gold and silver offer that I know you're able to hold through Sunday. And if people would have bought a month ago, you know, this was gold 100 and something lower than it is now. You're almost about to run out of the gold you bought a few weeks ago. So that savings will disappear, and then gold will go up even more, the evidence shows, and you know, people will be getting the gold you bought this week that's still going to be lower than it is in a few weeks, the way this trend is going, with many of the futures, according to Bloomberg, being at 1,500. In fact, the majority by December. I don't know if that's going to happen. Let me just briefly, because we're almost out of time. Bob, in a nutshell, where do you see gold going in the next 3 months?
Straight up. We're going to go up to somewhere between 15 and 1650. We'll back and fill. And after that, I think they'll take a shot at 2,000, maybe even higher. They can't stop it now, they being the cartel that is continuing to try to keep gold down because it makes the dollar and everything else look bad. And it's not working for them anymore. And I see them in the market today trying to drive it down. They just can't do it. And so you want to be long gold and silver assets, and you want to do it right now.
Ted Anderson, tell us today's super offers that are only available for radio listeners, and this is good through Sunday evening, correct, Ted?
Yeah, it's good through Sunday evening, and the only reason why I didn't raise prices is because I think I might have you on K-Talk. I was just getting out of a meeting with their PD over there, and I was just excited as ever to be able to get
100,000-watt blowtorch. Ted, so you were unable to raise prices because you're the boss up there at Midas, so this is it. This is gold you bought weeks ago.
You're going to be able to pick up Walking Liberty halves for me clear through Sunday at 10:50 with silver now. Man, I tell you, gold hit 13.2180 so far, silver 22.17. Bob, is
excuse me, did you just say 13.20?
13.2180. I mean, Alex, it's breaking through all the resistance. So, yeah.
Guys, Google gold and put up a headline about this. I guarantee it'll be headlines everywhere. 1,321. Bob, that's amazing.
They're speechless on CNBC and Bloomberg. I got them both on here.
All right, folks. If you want to get gold, what did you buy this stuff in the market at, like, what, 1270 or so, Ted?
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm starting to lose money on transactions because I haven't raised prices. I mean, Franks are at 283.62. You're not going to find those out there anywhere, especially considering the fact that you can get that full year subscription to Bob's newsletter.
Well, Ted, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. If you're offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a 1995 value book, and a silver dollar for $26. It doesn't take a rocket scientist that you're losing money on that.
No, that one, I'm losing money, and it educates the people. It gets people informed. I mean, people should know what the Fed is all about.
The truth is, you're awesome. 800-686-2237. And, of course, you ran out of the buffaloes at that price that was hundreds of dollars lower.
I mean, I'll be lucky to get onesie twosies. If you call in for them and you're looking for the buffalo, just ask the salespeople, and you know, they'll do what they can to. But you're not going to buy, you know, 100 of them. That's for sure. It's just the mint stopped making them. So, you know,
800-686-2237. Well, this is the all-time record for gold, day after day breaking all-time records. 800-686-2237. Ted, I'm going into the fourth hour today with the Health Ranger. Will you give us another five-minute report in that fourth hour and go print off all the reports and give us a detailed breakdown? We know why it's happening. The Federal Reserve has announced they're going to print a bunch of money. Bob Chapman, we'll see you next week, buddy.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back with the Health Ranger.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
We've got it.
Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had this up since it started this morning at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll try to get the former head of Pakistani intelligence, General Hamid Ghul, on sometime next week. We're launching that right now, attempt to get the general on. The last two times he's been on, we've been contacted by his people. Second attack on NATO convoy in Pakistan. Assailants in Pakistan launched two separate attacks Friday on vehicles carrying fuel for NATO and American forces in Afghanistan, highlighting the vulnerability of U.S.-led mission a day after Pakistan closed a major border crossing. A truck driver and his assistant were burned alive in a second attack on a single tanker in the parking lot of the restaurant of the southeastern province. The police officer, Muhammad Azim, said the anti-state elements were behind the attack. The problem is mercenaries have been caught staging attacks. MI6 commandos, special air services have been caught staging attacks in Iraq, London Guardian. I mean, they've been caught. So you never know what's really behind this. It'll take time to analyze it and look at it. But because they've increased drone attacks, and they admittedly do it, two weddings, two groups of innocent people, because these are tribal folks, they will then try to come kill you and come kill our troops. And then the media can say, look, there's a real war there. That's why we're there. See, the globalists don't care if troops die. In fact, they like it. They like them using DU. They like using them as guinea pigs with the vaccines. They like doing secret chemical and biological tests on people. And so if they're getting trillions and trillions a year through these fake wars in oil and weapon sales and no-bid contracts, are they then going to stage a few things or provocateur or kill people's families so they fight back, and then it's called terrorism? It's very, very simple how all of this works. So looks like that war is kicking into high gear just like Vietnam. And now we're seeing all these ridiculous news reports about bin Laden uses the floods to drum up support in Pakistan. He's running everything. And he wants to attack Europe, so we better give up all our rights or Al-Qaeda's going to get us. It's incredible. Now, we're going to be live into the next hour, and next hour I'm going to open the phones up for Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, who is here in studio with us today. And we're also going to talk a little bit about some of the things he's been seeing down in South America, in Ecuador and surrounding areas. Of course, soldiers in Ecuador have have rescued President Rafael Correa from a police hospital where he was being held by force. The troops opened fire on dissident law enforcement officers. The state of emergency has been declared in the country following police protests against new government austerity measures, which would cut off their benefits. So got the police out there really angry about that. And so you're from down in that neck of the woods. We'll get your take on that as well. And we're going to talk about a whole host of health issues. They're trying to take over the family farms and ranches legislation, the bombshell issue of saying we're going to put GMO with eel genes and insect genes, got a bunch of varieties. We're going to approve it, and then we're not going to let you have a label on it to know if it's GMO. I mean, that sets the precedent for so much. Mike Adams, good to have you here, buddy.
Hey, it's great to be here, Alex. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
It's great to have you. What brings you to the good old USA, and what's your take on what's happening down in Ecuador?
Well, as you know, I lived in Ecuador on and off for a couple of years. I talked to some of my friends who live in the southern portion of the country. Not a lot has changed in the south, but up in the north, in Quito, where this was taking place, a lot of action. You got to realize the police there, they're really underfunded. I mean, they're good people, but they're underfunded, and they felt like their benefits were being cut. It felt like an attack to them, and there's a lot of frustration among the population. I talked to taxi drivers down there, for example, and prices are going up and up on everything, the food, the basics that they need, and a lot of that's because of the money, the monetary policy that you cover here.
It's global concerted devaluation.
Absolutely, and it's hitting them hard. Their families are having to make tough decisions. And in some parts of the country, like Guayaquil, which is the largest city where there's some unrest right now, you know, it's tough for them to make ends meet. And so when the police saw their benefits getting cut, they decided to take some rather radical action that was, of course, you know, illegal under the country. And Correa survived. And now, you know, whatever you think of Correa, he's going to be perceived as a hero.
So I was mispronouncing it. It's Correa.
Yeah, it's Correa. It's but in any case, he's, you know, he's educated in the U.S., graduated from the University of Illinois with a Ph.D. in economics. And
well, it's come out over and over again that a lot of these Asian, Latin American, African leaders are like Goldman Sachs operatives, economic hitmen. What's the case with him?
Well, it's hard to characterize him. I wouldn't say he's an economic hitman, but I would say that there are economic hitmen who are trying to influence him. And he's a hard guy to influence. In fact, he's taken some actions against the U.S. about the military bases, for example. But he also leans a little bit, you know, towards Chavez. So it's hard to say.
The same thing happened to Chavez, Hugo Chavez, back in 2002. 1 month before it happened, Greg Palast of the BBC said, watch, there's about to be a coup. And the military grabbed him, put him on a helicopter to, I guess, trump up charges and put him in prison like Noriega or something. And the military turned back and said, you better bring him right back.
Yeah. Well, I would say that the situation in Ecuador for people living there is really pretty much normal. But at the top, in the capital, this isn't over yet, probably. And you're going to see some more action, political action. You're going to see him clean house throughout the police force. There are going to be arrests. There are going to be, you know, people prosecuted for treason, for sure.
Well, we understand why in our own government, almost all of the actual anti-terror training is for actually military and police officers and stuff, this whole grid, because once you go into a third world type situation, this is what's always happening. So when you look at the Rand Corporation and others, they're designing a system to bring in tyranny, cut the pay of the police, but then basically have purges against them.
Yeah, exactly. And when you start cutting the pay of law enforcement and requiring them to do more work, like for example, remember when they had post office workers? You're supposed to spy on everybody. You know, they have to do more work, take more risks, report more intel to the government for less pay. You know, they start getting angry about that. And in South America, the police are in some ways a paramilitary force. I mean, they can set up roadblocks.
Well, they are here now, too. I mean, once your country falls into squalor, that's what happens.
Yes. Yeah. So I perhaps what's happening in Ecuador is a precursor to some of what could be going on here in North America in the near future if people get angry enough. That's my take on it.
Well, Bloomberg reported 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy, and they're already having police layoffs in some cases, more than 60% of major sheriff departments, police departments, and the police are even in the news saying, we've been told just raise revenue. We can't respond if you're being robbed.
Right. And so they go out and start writing more speeding tickets and doing whatever they can to raise revenue, but that's not the point. We need to be stopping the real criminals who, you know, the big criminals are the crooks in Washington, not the people speeding down the road, right? That's who we need to be focusing on in terms of law enforcement. You know, where's the Department of Justice on the big issues that matter?
All right, we're going to go to break in a moment, but I do want to introduce you. Most listeners don't need an introduction, but Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founded naturalnews.com, an online news source that's huge, covering all areas of personal and planetary wellness from nutrition to renewable energy. He's written thousands of articles and built a following of over 800,000 people across the globe. Mike has also founded a nonprofit organization, the Consumer Wellness Center, an online retail center, Better Life Goods, and the popular publishing company, Truth Publishing. He's produced films, you name it. Mike speaks frequently at national and local gatherings like the Amazon Herb Summit and the Raw Foods Challenge in Los Angeles. Speaking from personal experience and extensive research, Mike has touched the hearts and changed the lives of thousands of people around the world. Adams is a raw foods enthusiast, an organic gardener, and a holistic nutritionist. He eats no processed foods, dairy, sugar, meat from mammals, or food products containing additives such as MSG. He's been called the best health and natural products writer on the scene today and has openly recommended hundreds of health and green living products without any compensation. He adheres to strong ethics code and practices the lifestyle he teaches. I notice he's carrying his own food around with him. He's got a backpack of it. I might get some health just by you being in the room here. Mike has also now made it his life mission to share the most remarkable discovery he made in his quest. The vast majority of all diseases can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. HealthRanger.org, NaturalNews.com. We've got him linked up at InfoWars.com. We're going to break in 2 minutes. You're going to be with us for at least another hour, so 30 minutes into the next hour, and we're going to take calls next hour. But what do you want to talk about? Because I've thrown out a lot of issues here, but on your radar, what's most important? What are you going to talk about when we come back on the other side?
Well, number one is the GMO salmon issue. The FDA looks like it's about to approve genetically engineered salmon, and it will not require it to be labeled, which means you won't know if you're buying salmon that has been engineered, that has DNA in it that could be highly allergenic.
Okay, recap that and go into detail when we come back.
Yeah.
What else you want to cover after that?
Okay, we've got the FTC attacking Health Freedoms yet again, going after the Palm Wonderful Company, claiming that it's breaking the law by telling the truth about the ways that pomegranate juice can help protect your health. And then we've got the FDA, of course, also going after your freedoms at the same time. We've got Bill Gates trying to tell us that vaccines can be used to reduce the world population. And we've got infant formula now with beetles in it. It's being recalled. It's made with over 50% sugar. So we have a lot of topics to talk about.
And we're going
to
wonder why these kids at 10 get diabetes.
Exactly. They're being...
Oh, why is diabetes up 3,000% in the last 10 years? Oh, we're feeding babies half sugar or half... corn syrup. And now, not only do they not want you to label GMO salmon, they're going to call it corn sugar.
Right. High fructose corn syrup, right? The reputation of the ingredient in the gutter, so they're going to change the name, which is essentially a ploy. It's a bait-and-switch ploy to trick consumers into buying more of this ingredient that I believe is linked to diabetes and obesity.
Well, you believe. I mean, it's literally hundreds of studies.
I think my lawyers told me to say that. I believe. in front of everything you say about corn syrup.
Well, I believe I've read hundreds of these major studies all over the news that say that.
Do.
All right, we'll be right back. I believe the sun came up this morning. I believe my hair is dirty blonde. I believe Mike Adams is sitting in that chair.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Mike Adams with us well into the next hour in studio. All right, I'm going to shut up, Mike. I've got some new news here. U.S. apologizes for infecting Guatemalans with STDs secretly. But let's take the shots the government wants us to take. That's CNN, one of tens of thousands of declassified events. I actually already had seen this out of Australian report admitting the U.S. did this in Asia, everywhere, giving them syphilis, giving them. And, of course, AIDS was created. That's declassified. The general public doesn't want to face that horror. But you've got the floor. This is a short segment. Let's get into salmon first.
Okay. Well, to recap the situation, there's a company that created genetically engineered salmon. It grows twice as fast as regular salmon because it has growth hormone genes that have been inserted in it from other species so that they can grow it quickly and sell it for more profit. Now, the FDA has been hearing about this. They've held a hearing for a couple of days to find out if they think it's safe to allow this into the food supply. So that's the framework here.
And the FDA is full of a revolving door of these scientists.
Oh, yeah. They're not even asking the right questions. They're not really even asking what's the impact on human health or what's the impact on the environment. Let's say if this DNA escapes into the wild, we have genetic pollution that could infect essentially other species.
Well, it's not could. It already is. And in the university studies, 40 generations of this salmon will extinct regular salmon. And I was mentioning specifically the new head of FDA approval is the former Monsanto.
Yeah, this is how it works.
I'm sorry. Just please continue.
This is great. This is what's great about being here in person is we can banter like this. But you're right. It's a revolving door. Monsanto and the FDA are in bed together, just like the FDA and Big Pharma. And they essentially want to shove this GM salmon down your throat without you having a choice. But the worst part is, again, the FDA says it would be illegal for them to require this salmon to be accurately labeled as genetically modified. They say it would be illegal.
So the law is they got to say corn syrup, they got to say sugar, they got to say, riboflavin, but you don't tell them it's got insect and eel genes, and they got a whole bunch of these.
Right. This is what I call the FDA's campaign of enforced ignorance. They want everybody to be kept in the dark. They want everybody to be nutritionally illiterate. That's why they don't let you tell the truth about vitamins and supplements and how they can help protect your health. They don't want people to know what they're eating, because if they did, they might choose something different. And, this is the really scary part about the whole thing, is this enforced ignorance combined with their censorship, combined with the tyranny tactics that they use to go after these companies, the natural health companies. We are looking at statistically. How many Americans have been killed by terrorists, even if you believe the government's story on 9/11? If you throw that into the mix, how many have been killed by terrorists in the last 10 years? It's under, it's probably, 4,000 Americans killed by terrorists. The FDA, through its lack of action in protecting the American people, has been involved in the deaths of literally hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Well, bad drug interactions every year, it's over 300,000.
Yes, exactly. If you put together what are called iatrogenic deaths, which means death by medicine, when people are killed by medicine or doctors or surgeries that went bad, that number, depending on who you believe, is about 750,000 people a year.
And they've got studies about how the worst diet in the world is in the hospitals.
Exactly. You can buy fast food in the hospitals. Just right after a heart bypass procedure, you can go eat junk food burgers. Nothing like repeat business for the hospitals, right? But the point is the FDA kills indirectly through its lack of appropriate action. It results in the deaths of a huge multiple of the number of people that have been killed by terrorists.
But it's not scary like a guy with a turban.
Well, that's exactly it. Most of these deaths, Alex, are silent deaths. People dying in their beds at home. There's no explosion, no crash to put on TV.
It's a soft kill.
It's a soft kill. And it's happening all over the country, all around the world. And the FDA is, in my opinion, the most dangerous government organization right now.
It's a eugenics operation.
You could certainly draw that conclusion because of how many people are dying and their inability to tell the truth. Look, here's their logic. They say that you can't label genetically modified salmon because it's no different. This is what they say. It's no different from regular salmon. Well, if it's no different, how did it get twice as big in half the time? That's different. We should know about this.
It's not like they bred, you know, bigger salmon together, you know, the old-fashioned natural way to get a bigger one. That's fine. They put different genes of different animals in it.
Well, exactly, and I'm glad you brought this up.
Well, stay there. We got a break. Long segment, 18-minute segment coming up. Going to really be able to roll with all this. Mike Adams here with us, and we're going to get into the baby formula, the melamine, the mercury, the shots, the government, just every day or two, a new article. Yeah, we secretly, you know, poison children with polio. We'll take our shots to take our vaccines.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, did you know that they're just out in the open now going, oh, yeah, we are spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts all over the world since the mid-1990s in a secret global geoengineering program. You can see it. CBS News, ABC News. You can go to YouTube, type in John P. Holdren, geoengineering. Watch press conferences. What did all the chemtrail experts, Jim Keith was writing about this in like 92 before I was even on the scene. But the government says they started in the mid-90s. That's when it got widespread. And everything he said, barium salt, aluminum dioxide, and they clearly killed him. And that was a guy ahead of his time. Really knew what he was talking about, Mr. Keith. And when you look at this, you understand how incredible it is that there could be a 15-plus-year secret program And we've got the patents where they add the barium salts, aluminum dioxide to the jet fuel. The airlines don't even know. Then the patent for the engines to disperse it. And then the cover is we're saving the Earth from the sun's rays. Okay, so people 15 plus years ago tested it and said they're spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts on you and other things. And then now the government comes out and admits that. So we are selling a video that G. Edward Griffin produced. It's very good and is the first film to come out since they admitted a lot of this. This is huge. This is huge. Chemtrails admitted. What in the world are they spraying? It's the name of the film. It's available at Infowars.com. We'll put it up on screen for folks so they can actually see it. But if you go to Infowars.com and click on the shopping cart link there, it'll take you to the front page, and you'll see the banner where you can buy it. If you want to get it first, you simply go to Infowars.com and pre-order it, and they'll be shipped out in the order they're received starting October 22nd. And again, the name of the film is What in the World Are They Spraying? You can also call toll-free to get it. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the film also supports this operation, but also G. Edward Griffin and the filmmakers of What in the World Are They Spraying? The Chemtrail Geoengineering Cover-Up Revealed, 888-253-3139. Or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. All right, now we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Give us your brief take on Interfood.
Like you said, I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get back into the salmon. Because the FDA admits this is a major change, they're now getting ready to approve hundreds of different GMO crops. They're trying to force Europe to do it, despite the farmers burning down, you know, whole areas whenever Monsanto and others try to plant it. And if they're able to put salmon on store shelves in restaurants everywhere and not label it, not let you know, that's kind of like when Monsanto had the genetically engineered growth hormone in the milk. They tried to sue, non-GMO milk makers for just saying we're GMO free. Like, how dare you in America put on a container that you don't have artificial hormones? How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of outrage that we should all be expressing on this issue. They did. They want you to be not just uninformed, but misinformed. Because the more you know about GMOs, the more concerned you should be about eating them yourself or feeding them to your children or family members. And right now in the U.S., 91% of the soybean fields are genetically modified soy. We have GMO sugar beets creating genetically modified sugar in this country, and that's not labeled either. all kinds of GMO corn being used in the food supply.
And every week or two I see a headline, GMO corn caused organ failure in rats. I mean, it's just, it's constant.
Yeah, there have been a lot of animal studies. You know, Jeffrey Smith is one of the best experts on this, and he's really studied the issue, and he will tell you how dangerous this can be. I mean, we should be concerned, not only because we're not being told the truth, but also because the testing hasn't been done. Have these salmon, these genetically engineered salmon, have they ever really been tested on humans as a food source? The answer is no, and they're not about to be. Now, Alex, this could unleash the floodgates. If the FDA allows GMO salmon into the food supply, they could allow any genetically engineered animal. I mean, it could be fish, it could be genetically modified cows, pigs, chickens, or some animal that we haven't even thought of yet, something they create. You know, they're going to play Frankenfood with animals now and approve that as a food source.
And I've had top scientists on the show, world-renowned, who ran whole biotech companies and morally said, I can't do this. In one case, a potato in England. And they found you can change that one trait to make it taste better, last longer, whatever they're looking for. But then it randomly changes thousands of other things. And then as they breed these over time, the potato strains start mutating.
Right.
And we already have genetic pollution where they're already seeing almost no corn strain on earth has not been infected by the GMO. We now see it getting into oak trees. We see, the German studies about the honeybees go and eat the BT corn pollen. It kills them. I mean, this is genetic Armageddon.
Well, let's talk about why this really matters, because if you get the corn crops and the wheat crops and the soy crops all contaminated with the genetically engineered DNA, then you could have a susceptibility to a widespread viral infection throughout the crop, a plague of the crops, right, that could wipe out our crops in one season.
It's that genetic diversity that stopped that.
Exactly. So I think that these scientists, by playing God with the food supply, developing these Frankenfoods, they are setting us up for future famine, starvation, crop failures that could just devastate global population.
Yeah, they've always wanted to reduce Africa, Latin America, and Asia's population. That's on record. Once they get them to accept this and their 90%+ of, say, their corn is GMO, it gets wiped out. They're deader than a hammer, and then they don't have the seed stocks.
Right.
And they admit this is a military-style takeover of the planet. I mean, here's a quick example of trusting these people. This is just today. Okay, you have to understand, every day this is in the news. They even admit it. Here's CNN. U.S. apologizes for infecting Guatemalans with STDs in the 1940s. They always report something, 50 years old. The United States apologized Friday for a 1946-48 study that purposefully infected people in Guatemala with sexually transmitted diseases. A statement by the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Human Services Kathleen Sebelius called the action reprehensible. And it goes on to how they told them it was health clinics and injected them with syphilis and other things. And we know that they had cancer viruses in the polio shots. Every year I see articles about people being killed by the polio shots they're being given now. And it's like, oops, it was live. It was a weaponized strain. Oops. Now everybody better take the vaccine we've got or you'll die. And then suddenly their fertility goes down. And we have the Rockefeller Foundation reports that our researchers and writers have been doing a great job digging through. One great guy over in the Netherlands, he's publishing articles multiple times a week where, I always think I know it all. I mean, and then I realize how much I don't know. We literally have found hundreds of Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, UN reports where they said, we're going to add this hormone to the tetanus shot, sterilize people. Then we have them caught doing it. We're going to put cancer viruses in the polio. They did it all. And that's who killed your grandma, folks. That's who killed your grandpa. And they know what they're doing. And now they've gotten to a point. In the past, they would deny all this. Now they just come out and say, hey, depleted uranium, not bad for you. They know it's going to kill the troops, not bad for you. They now have 500 mobile radiation vans just driving around beaming people. Can you speak to, from your deep research, do you agree with me that we have the facts, that this is totally staged by design? I mean, they are trying to kill us.
Well, it's very clear, actually, the history of medical experimentation on the human race. I mean, I published a timeline of that at one point that tracks it, all the events throughout U.S. history, just U.S. history. most of those experiments involved the military. And they would experiment on certain groups, African Americans or prisoners or people of low economic status, typically. They would pick certain groups. They would conduct experiments on them. And these are all well documented. This isn't, you know, just pie in the sky stuff. This is all extremely well documented. And many of these researchers later were found out and they were stripped of their licenses and so on. I mean, this stuff, it came out eventually. But like you said, 50 years later is usually the case. But they did. They sprayed the population in California with bioweapons. I mean, this goes on all the time. And they will tell you later only if they get caught. But it's happening right now with the vaccines. H1N1, swine flu vaccine. The evidence now says that those who were vaccinated against swine flu now are at greater risk of catching the next seasonal flu. So it actually weakens your immune system.
That's mainstream news. And you said all this over a year ago when it was happening.
Yes.
And now the British Medical Journal's come out and said it was a fraud. It's dangerous. They suspended the flu shots in England, 10 times the convulsions. Other countries, narcolepsy. I mean, this stuff's frying your brain.
Absolutely. It's a nervous system aggravating injection. It's bad for your brain. It's bad for your nervous system. And it's bad for your immune system. It makes you more susceptible to a future flu. In fact, this brings me back to the Bill Gates quote, which is, you know, he says one way to reduce or if we do a good job on vaccines and healthcare, he says we could reduce the world population by 10 to 15%. That's pretty close to.
Here's your article today, okay. From National News. Here it is.
Okay, right. So that here is it. Yeah, he says if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that, which he's talking about the world population. By perhaps 10 to 15%. Well, how do you lower the population with vaccines? You weaken people's immune systems. You make them more susceptible to future infections. And then you just wait for something to come along or you introduce something.
They have a word for it. This is called a binary weapon.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You've got to have both elements in place. One of them could be a wild virus, but the first element is the vaccine.
Well, now we're learning stuff in vaccines, viruses and RNA, is one of the things triggering Americans to be more obese. Not just the diet, it's that we're eating all this GMO and we're being shot up with these vaccines that are just frying us.
I think that there is an effort to diseaseify, if I could use that made-up word, to diseaseify America. And it's working.
It's a pestilence.
It is. Because they know that most Americans, they're going to spend every last dollar and they're going to give up their freedoms to try to save their lives if they're promised some kind of.
Yeah, these soft kill weapons, and I've actually seen the studies, it's designed, the stuff they're shooting you in vaccines are RNA packages, literally nanotech they've designed. That's what a virus is. It's natural nanotech. They argue, is it alive, you know, or isn't it? But the point is, it's like a computer program. That the viruses get into your cells, DNA, and mitochondrial, and it's designed that when your hormones drop, right around the time you're leaving work, you know, right around the time that your body's starting to shut down to die over the next 20 years, we have that designed, you know, clock in us, that's when the viruses trigger. So they discovered in the 20s, the Rockefeller Foundation, and I have all their documents on this, what's so crazy, that they know then in their hormone tests that, okay, you're done working, you've gone to menopause, or your testosterone's down, you're past 60. Now that's when this stuff gets triggered, and then you get cancer and die. I mean, it's so diabolical.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you're going to spend the most money on healthcare.
Yeah, all your money you save goes to them.
Exactly. You work your whole life, and you end up spending every last penny dying, suffering, and broke. Because chemotherapy creates a lot of suffering. Think about this. When people go out and they think they're raising money for cancer research, you know, these pink ribbon runs, let's raise money for cancer. Most of that money goes to these mammogram. They have trucks with these portable radiation mammogram machines that will drive out to low-income areas of a major city, and they will radiate. They will irradiate women's breasts.
And they admit now it's increasing cancer.
Yes.
But imagine, no one would ever think that in the name of fighting cancer, they're out there spreading it.
They're causing it.
That's what's so genius about these people.
Oh, exactly.
No one could ever imagine that.
Well, they'll go out. They will specifically target, let's say, African-American neighborhoods. And they will essentially give breast cancer to these women. And then, because they know that these women, when they have...
Well, they now admit ultrasounds brain-damaging babies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're exactly right. I mean, most of these screening procedures are actually causing the very diseases that they claim to detect. But they know that an African-American woman who is given breast cancer through mammography is a cash cow, so to speak. I mean, I don't mean anything derogatory by that term. That's their term. They look at that woman as a walking ATM. They can extract money from her with up to $1 million in cancer.
And the more funding they put into fighting breast cancer, the more it happens.
Exactly. When you donate to breast cancer by buying pink products, this is an insane idea. What, you think you can cure cancer by going shopping? Come on. That doesn't work. This money goes to actually causing more breast cancer.
In fact, guys, people won't believe that. Search the term, study shows mammograms increase cancer. And it's like mainstream news.
Well, it's radiation. The story that I often reference on our site is that 10 women are harmed by mammography for every one woman that's actually helped, where they actually detect a tumor early. And
a lot of times they find, like my grandmother, they said, you've got lung cancer. And when they chopped her lung out, it wasn't cancer. It was a broken blood vessel that had made a clot.
It's very often the case. There's a lot of false diagnosis.
And then that ended up basically soft killing her. I mean, she had a hellish life for the last 10 years of her life.
Well, you know, radiation and poison and cutting people open, you know, this should not be called medicine, Alex. This is really a war against the American people framed inside the context.
Well, no, that's what I figured out. Not just from the documents, I'm realizing. The cell phones, the mobile trucks that are 10 times the chest x-ray, the naked body scanners, all the scientists saying it's deadly. They now tell the workers, just go up and run it. They are, just like the Pentagon radiated 4,000 foster children to death, they're now radiating all of us and their own troops. We're all being murdered by the eugenicist and Bill Gates right now. We'll be right back.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
I'm going to state it again if you're a new listener. There are over 10,000 declassified reports, this is in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, of U.S. populations, blacks, Hispanics, the military, they really hate the military, being radiated, foster children being put in chambers and fried like eggs. They would kill them instantly, or they'd give them lower doses. They paid the Israeli government to irradiate 110,000 Sephardic children who are seen as lower class because they're dark-skinned. That's all covered in Endgame. All these governments are doing this to create cadres of scientists that will kill people. And we got secret Marine Corps reports from the Sunshine Project. Made a big fracas 10 years ago. They had to remove them, but we've covered them here. And they're still at the Google Wayback Machine archive. People can still find them, even though the Marine Corps ordered them down, where they have plans in every major city with knockout gases, but also kill gases, and helicopters in armored facilities. And now they're moving to drones, so if the pilots refuse, it won't matter, that are ready to take off. I'm not kidding. Take off and knock out entire cities or kill entire cities. Now, folks, you cannot make this stuff up. And that's why they're going to a full drone air force where, you know, somebody like Dick Cheney in the future, Dr. Evil, can just hit the button. We're not joking. Why would you take any vaccines or any GMO food that they pitch at you when this is their stated plan to kill you, but kill you slowly and suck all of your money out of you in the process? Mike Adams, you're going to be with us for 40 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm going to blitz news the last 20 minutes. This is a short segment. You've covered the GMO salmon. You've got a bunch of other issues you want to get into. Hit it.
Federal Trade Commission earlier this week went after the Palm Wonderful Company. This is the company that makes the pomegranate juice that, you know, we've documented many of the health benefits of pomegranate juice. And by the way, I don't have any financial ties with that company. Just reporting it. Pomegranate juice prevents prostate cancer. It helps prevent heart disease. It is a fantastic natural medicine from pomegranate seeds. It's very powerful.
We're supposed to eat food. Exactly. I mean, food is medicine.
That's exactly it. Well, the FTC takes an issue with the fact that this company is telling people the truth about some of the health benefits of pomegranates. And they are now claiming that this company is really engaging in criminal activity. And the FTC has done this in many cases, many times, with other companies, natural product companies, and they have forced them, they've threatened them with criminal prosecution, and they have forced them to sign what are called consent decrees. And I've seen these. I've had companies send them to me covertly. They didn't want to be on the air, but they would send them to me because they want me to know what's in these. And in these consent decrees, there is language that says you must admit to committing these crimes. And the crimes are the crimes you never even committed. They are that you have been trafficking in drugs because, you see, they can consider the pomegranates to be a drug according to the FDA's definition.
Now, I've seen SWAT team raids on people growing just regular herbs, things like aloe vera.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, these government agencies get crazy. When you start telling people the truth about something that can prevent disease, because remember, you're denying revenue to the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Which is the Rockefeller Mafia.
Exactly. So if you start costing them money, the government's going to come after you. And they can do that either through the FTC or the FDA, sometimes the USDA, although I got to give the USDA credit for their organic labeling program. That's actually a really good program. They've done a good job with that element. But overall, the government is attacking and destroying natural health and natural product companies.
And now they're really going after the family farms with these Senate bills saying you can't pick peaches and sell them.
Right. These food safety bills. These could turn thousands of farmers across America into criminals. And these are the people who are growing the food we're trying to get locally. You know, these are the ones growing the non-GMO food that we need to be eating. And these are the people being targeted, being turned.
All right, Mike, stay there. We're coming back live in the fourth hour. It is Friday, October 1st. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.